Hi everyone, Bella Bardalias here, and thank you so much for being here tonight. It's been a long time since I recorded my last podcast, and tonight I will just rant about not having any motivation to write my thesis. So if you don't want to listen to it, go. Pwede namang umalis. If you want to stay and listen to my rant, super na appreciate ko. So thank you so much. Okay, so gaya ng sabi ko, wala akong motivation sa pagsulat. I don't know if there is someone out there who will listen to this recording and pareho ko ng sitwasyon. But it's just so hard to find the motivation to write. There are a lot of people telling you na, ay, magkaroon ka ng routine. Ay, no matter what happened, you need to write this amount, you know, so that you will have the feeling, paano ko ba sabihin, motivation para magsulat. The thing is, wala talaga kahit konti. It's because, not because wala akong interest sa subject or sa topic na isusulat ko. Believe me, it's my favorite topic. I am studying this for the longest time now. But I think there will always be, you know, days na wala lang talaga, wala kang mahita sa sarili mo. And I don't know if it's normal. I think it's still normal because mga ilang araw pa lang naman akong ganito. But then, nakaka-alarma, you know, because I need to write and I think I can finish my thesis if only I really know what to write. Because I know what to write. It's just that in the middle of writing or in the middle of thinking about it, bigla akong napapa, ay teka, mali yata yun. Ay teka, ganito, ganyan. And then from that point, wala na. Hindi kasi pwedeng wala akong routine or wala akong gana magsulat. Because yun yung profession ko aside from teaching. I need to write. Writing is very important sa aking profession as a teacher, as a researcher. And to lose motivation, you know, yung gana is really something. The funny thing is that when I was young, elementary, high school, sobrang paborito ko magsulat. It can be an informal essay or a formal one. I don't know why. I really love it. I love it so much that I always join essay writing contests sa school and nananalo ako. Even yung mga essay writing contests sa mga institutions, sinasalihan ko basta pwedeng sumali mga outsiders. Even yung mga nasa dyaryo, sinasalihan ko. And nananalo ako. Pero pagdating ng college, nawala na talaga. It's because nag-iba na ako ng priorities. I don't know, I've been thinking about this today. Hindi na na-practice, nawala ng routine, wala. Nawala na talaga ako ng gana. And I think that's the reason why sobrang struggle sa akin to write these days is because wala na talaga eh. Alam mo yun, pinipilit ko ang sarili ko to have a routine and all that. But the problem is, wala talaga. Hindi ko alam kung paano ako susulat. And this is not my first MA. This is my second master's. And I really don't know where I got the motivation before to write. Siguro mahihalong takot kasi yung thesis advisor ko, which is I appreciate Dr. Ubaldo for that. Lagi niya akong talagang, alam mo yun, i-message niya ako to check if nagsulat na ako and all that. In fact, sumali ako ngayon sa isang group na, you know, i-check ka nila if nagsulat ka today, mga ganyan. Effective naman, pero yun nga, in the middle of writing, I will realize that teka lang, mali yata to. Laging ganun. Is it because I'm too, I'm a perfectionist? Or I really don't know. So, but then this afternoon, I've read this IG post. Alam mo na sa mga panahon ngayon, diba? Realizations. Nangyayari yan sa IG or FB. I don't have an FB, so IG mostly. And you know, the aha moment na akala mo naman hindi mo alam yon. Like for example, may nagsabi dun na, you really need to write. You really need to do the things that you need to do, regardless of how you feel. I mean, I know that. Like, even before, somebody told me that you gotta do what you gotta do. Others would tell me na, alam mo yon, you need to sow, alam mo yon, diba? On any, paano ba? Kumbaga, diba, kailangan mong magtanim. In other words, kailangan mong magtrabaho. sa kabila ng lahat ng nararamdaman mo. Kasi nga, deadlines will never change. Hindi sila mag-a-adjust para sa'yo. Kaya kailangan mong kumilos. Alam ko naman lahat yun, di ba? Lahat naman ng tao nagsasabi nun. Pero, tanggap ko sa sarili ko that there will always be days na talagang nada, nga. And the only thing I can do is to record this and say it, di ba? Dito mag-rant, di ba? Saya. But anyway, in terms of my art, at least never ako nawalan ng motivation. You know, that's the thing. I'm thinking of focusing more on my art, let's say flower art, resin art. I think most of you who are here, nakita yung mga gawa ko because I really don't need the motivation to work on my art. And I was like, I think I should do this for the longest time because it's something that I'm not really stressed about. Pero, let's admit the fact that if I will enter that field, it will be very hard for me because, alam mo yun, kulang naman talaga ako sa practice. Kulang ako sa degree or whatever. In short, you know, parang babalik sa simula. But I also love history. I love writing history. The problem is that I really write so slow these days and I don't know how to clear my mind or to clear out, you know, my writing, which is very, very important. Important. You need to write clear and you need to write fast if you're in the academe. Because, yun nga, yun yung naiinis ako minsan eh. Batayan talaga ng, batayan ng pagkatao mo, you know, your published works. And I think it is something also that I need to think about because it's something that stresses me so much that I need to write in order for me to maintain my standing in the field na pinapasok ko. I mean, hindi pa naman ako ganun ka, you know, established, whatever, historian. Wala pa naman akong, I mean, technically, kapag nakatapos ka na ng MA mo, may nasulat ka ng contribution, diba, sa field mo. But, I don't think that it's, you know, groundbreaking enough because we were told that your study should be groundbreaking. For me, it's groundbreaking, of course. Pero, alam mo yun, hindi ako ganun ka-proud. And hindi ako ganun ka-proud because I think that hindi siya pulido sa pagkakasulat. And yun nga, it's because of I really don't have that motivation na tuloy-tuloy sa pagsusulat. Minsan sa isang linggo, motivated lang ako magsulat ng ilang oras. Which is kapag naramdaman ko talaga yon todo, sulat ako. And kung wala naman ako motivation, I read a lot. Because you can only write if you read. You know, in terms of research, makakapagsulat ka lang kapag nagbabasa ka na nagbabasa. In order for you to know kung nasaan yung kinalalagyan mo sa field or sa how am I gonna say? Sa topic na pinili mo. Ay, ang hirap. Pero, I think kakayanin, diba? And I will definitely update you guys kung anong mangyayari sa mga susunod na araw. And, thank you so much for listening. Yun lang, I just wanna rant. And hopefully, after I record this, tuloy na ako sa pagsulat. Yes! Okay? And I hope that kung ano man yung mga trabaho na kailangan yung gawin sa mga oras na ito, you will have the motivation para gawin ang mga bagay na yon para tapusin. Kasi diba, sa totoo lang, hindi na ganun ka-importante kung sino ang nagsimula. Kung ano ang sinimula ng importante na tapos mo ba. Next! O diba? Anyway, thank you so much for listening and good night everyone. Good night from Uppsala. Mwah.